started up. Today is Daf Samach Aleph. We're on the last lines of Daf Samach. Right, it says, quotes the Mishnah, it says, Lo bi yachidz b'mancha ein biraglo maka, which meant that an individual may not go out in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos with one shoe if he doesn't have a wound on his foot. So we're going to have to figure out which foot has the wound. So Gemara says, right, Gemara says, Lo bi yachidz b'mancha ein biraglo maka. So Gemara says, makes the diuk, Hayesh biraglo maka, if indeed he does have a wound on his foot, nafik, then he is permitted to go out in the with one shoe on, with one sandal on. So Gemara says, "Bahai minayu nafik." Which one of his feet goes wears the shoe? Does he wear his shoe on the foot that has the wound, or is he wearing the foot on the unwounded foot? So Gemara says it's a machlokas. Amar Ravuna, Ravuna says, "Ba'osa sheyesh maka b'maka." He can wear the shoe on the foot that has the wound. Right, Rashi says. Rashi explains, or Rashi explained easier or earlier, that the reason why you can't go out in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with only one shoe is two. There's two reasons. Number one is that it's like a Marasayan issue. It looks like people are going to think that he's carrying the other shoe, and the other issue is that people are going to make fun of him that he looks ridiculous with one shoe, and he's going to get upset, and he's going to take off his shoe and carry in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But if he has the maka, if people realize that he has a wound, so then it's not going to have those issues. Number one, no one's going to be chosh at him that the other shoe is not on him. They just say, oh, he has a wound. And number two, even if people would make fun of him, he's not going to take it off because he's wounded. So Gemara just wants to know on which foot does he wear the shoe if he has the maka. So Amar Huna, but also sheyesh b'maka, he wears the shoe to protect the wound. Almachasavar sandalushum tsar of it. Must be that Rav Huna holds. I mean, this is tough for us to understand because we just wear shoes as a matter of course. But back then, because it wasn't so prevalent to always to wear shoes, so he says that shoes or sandals are worn to protective measures. Rashi says, sandalushim tsar of it. Shelo yinogef biyasedos hadrachim. You won't get wounded with all the stuff that's on the roads. For star and you get and be pained. Hilchach. Therefore, kisharoin also tsoleya. When they see him limping. The Yodim Sheyish Biraglo Maka, and they see that, so therefore they know that he has a wound on his foot. Ain Choshtim Oso Shatona Sheyin Biyodo. They're not going to have Chash, they're not going to think that he's holding the second shoe. Elam Akirim Bolifim Maisav, they're going to recognize based on his actions, Sheh Parso Sav Kashos, it's hard for him to walk. Ve Eno Mitzdar Be Yesedos Hadrachim, Ve Lo No Olo El Mishamaka. And they're going to see that, you know, he's only wearing this, that's because he doesn't want to get his foot is wounded and it's hurt. And he doesn't want to get more wounded on the thorns and thistles on the road. And that's enough. So if he has the shoe, he has a maka, so he's limping, and he's wearing the shoe on the foot that's wounded, people are going to recognize that. And then he says, Rosh Rabosai, the other answer we get, Inami Mechakoala, even if they do laugh at him, Dilochazu Lamaka, because they don't see the wound, Lo Shaldifla, he still won't take it off. Because he has to get hurt. He wants to protect the wound. So that's Rav Huna. But Chia Barav Amar, but also She'im B'maka. Now, he wears the shoe on the foot that's not wounded. Meaning the shoe doesn't have any protective value. Alma Kosavar, L'shum Ta'anug Ovid. The sandals that they wore, they made for people, it was just for somebody who doesn't want to get his feet, dirty. Right? B'zo She'ish B'maka, Makasa Mochechas Halav. So he has a clearly obvious wound on one foot, where they can see it, and he wears the shoe on the. He's allowed to wear the shoe on the other foot. If he wears the shoe on the other foot, then again, the shoe is not for protective measures. The shoe is just because he's an isthmus and doesn't want to get dirty. People see the maka, so therefore they know that he's not carrying the other one, and also he's not going to take it off if he gets made fun of because he has the wound. So Rashi says l'shum tanug avid. Adam istinus, he's an istinus. Umakirim mitoch ma'asav, and they recognize based on his actions. Shenatol natalo achashu istinus. They know that he's an istinus. They know that he's putting on the shoe because of that. Mizo makasa muchachas alav, and the other foot has a wound that proves that he has a wound. Umevinin shamaka monaso minilo. They recognize the wound is what's preventing him from putting the shoe on that foot. v'lo chashtilei, and they're not going to be choshed him. And they won't make fun of him either, because they know. So that's two reasons why, which foot, machlokas, which one. So af, Rav Yochanan, savala de Rav Huna. Rav Yochanan also holds like Rav Huna, which was what? Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Huna, that you wear the shoe on the foot that is wounded, because the shoes are there to protection. The shoes are there, l'shum sara of it. And how do we know this? It's a bizarre story. The Amalei Rav Yochanan, the Rav Shaman Bar Abba, because Rav Yochanan says to Rav Shemin or Shaman Bar Abba, interesting, right? Rav Shaman Bar Abba is mentioned elsewhere, he's a Kohen, so right away you have the issue of how Rav Yochanan is using the Kohen to service him. So the Amalei Rav Yochanan, the Rav Shaman Bar Abba, Havli Misanai, bring me my shoe. Yahiv lay the yamin. So Rav Shaman brought him the right shoe. Right? Right as opposed to left. Brought him the right shoe. Amra lay, so Rav Yochanan says to him, how can you give me the right shoe? Asiso maka. You've now made me as if I have a wound. What does that mean? Rashi says, asiso maka. Number one, a few assumptions. Rav Yochanan svirle, Rav Yochanan holds, the hanol sandalim. When you put on your shoes, Noel shall smol tchila v'achar kach shall yomin. He doesn't hold like what we do. He held it first. You're supposed to put on your left shoe, and then you put on the right shoe. Because salka daitoch, and he also holds the hachika amrle, that this is what he said. Im kain shene elos enolze. If you gave me the right shoe and I put that on first, shuv lo enol el hasmol acharav. I'm not going to be able to put on my left shoe. The hidani yotzeb biyachid, and then I'm going to go outside with only one shoe on. Vasisa et zoshel yamin kilo haisa bomaka, and it's going to look like my right foot has a wound. Alma kasava va osu sheish maka noel. So he's going to be wearing the shoe only on the right foot, and he says that's going to make me look like I have a wound. Mashma, that he holds that you wear the shoe for the wounds. So the question that I think everyone asks is, what do you mean? I see, just because you put something on in the wrong order, that prevents you from putting it on afterwards? So he gave you the right shoe. Yes, you want to have the right shoe, the left shoe go on first. But if you do it out of order, that doesn't mean you can't. Think of anything else that we do that you're supposed to have in a specific order. If you do it out of order, that means you're stopped and you can't go any further. So that seems to be pretty difficult. But he's saying here that you're making it look like a maka. The Gemara says, wait a second, no, that's no proof. The Dilma Kirav Chia Bar Rav Sfirle, maybe he holds like Chia Bar Rav, that you wear the shoe on the foot that does not have the maka. The Hachikamer, and this is what he says to his servant, that if I put on the shoe on the right foot right now, then I'm going out with one, Asisa Shal Shmol Maka, so it's going to look like my left foot. I have a wound, so there's no raya. He just said that I look like I'm having a wound. It doesn't say that because I'm wearing it on the right foot, it means that the right foot's wounded. It doesn't, or it can mean that because I'm wearing the right foot, the left foot looks wounded. So therefore, there's no proof of what Rav Yochanan holds. Again, but the Rav Yochanan is, I think it's just very difficult, and why he is saying that. Also, so don't put on the shoe. Just that, okay, bring me the left shoe so I can put the left shoe on first. The whole story doesn't make so much sense to me. But Tosso says. No, we didn't get to the Tosfos yet. Okay, but as the Rabbi Yochanan Latame, yeah, can't hear you. Yeah. All right, I hear you. You have Azda Rav Yochanan Tamei, and Rav Yochanan, who was makbid on Rav Shemin Bar Abba, who brought him the right shoe first as opposed to the left shoe, he goes to Shitaso, to Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says elsewhere, B'tfilin kach minolin, the same way that you do your tfilin, that's how you put on your shoes. Ma tfilin biyat smol, just like the tfilin you put on the left first, af minolin, so too by the shoes, b'smol, you put on the left first. What about a lefty? So whatever, had to do with that. So he says, therefore, that's why he was makbid to have the left go on first. So Meisvei, they asked on Rav Yochanan from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Kishuhu Noel es shel yamin, v'acharkach Noel shel smol. Small, the Brisa says, first you put on the right shoe, then you put on the left shoe. And you're saying you have to put on the left shoe, and you're learning it out from Tefillin. So what's going on? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef said, Hashto the Tanya Hachi, the Sanya Hachi Hachi. Now that we have a brisa that says you're supposed to put the right shoe on first. The Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi, and Rav Yochanan says that you're supposed to put on the left shoe first, because again, Rav Yochanan, there's competing issues here. Rav Yochanan is learning that from Tefillin. I guess the brisa is learning it out from everywhere else, where the right is supposed to go, is supposed to be what you're supposed to do, supposed to, the right's supposed to go first. So Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi, Amar Rav Yosef Hashto Tani Hachi, Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi, the Avid Hachi Avid, the Avid Hachi Avid. Whichever way you want to do it, you can do it. So again, the Avad Hachi Avad is always a machlokas. Does that mean you can just go back and forth as much as any time you want? Does that mean you have to choose a shita? Either shita is correct, but you have to choose one over the other. It's the same machlokas we had in Maseches Brachos, you know, about Milchamar, but there's a man for Milchamar. It says Avad Kamar Hachi, Avad Kamar Hachi. Does that mean you could just have to make a choice? What does that mean? Every day you could do whichever way you want. But Tosa says the Avad Hachi Avad, he says Perish, so that means the brisa lo pligiyad Rav Yochanan. The way he's explaining it is that the brisa, which has to put on the right, does not argue with Rav Yochanan. Below Rav Yochanan brisa, and Rav Yochanan doesn't argue on the brisa. V'hachi perusho, and this is how you explain it. Kitfilin, he put it on. He said kitfilin. Afal gavdi yamin chashuva le'inyan bohen yad v'bohen ragel v'chelin chalitza. All these other things. You put things on the thumb or on the toe. You know, certain parts of the karbanos. But you put it on the right. And when chalitza is done with the right. Yochel lid ol b'smol, he holds you're still allowed to do with the small tchila because you have the concept of tefillin. Ubrais anami kamashkan on the afagav, the small chashuva the tefillin, even though the left is more important when it comes to tefillin, still yochel lid ol shol yamim tchila, you still can do the right because you have the other aspects where the right is more important. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, then why was Rabbi Yochanan so makbid? V'im tomer, im kein, amai hikbid Rabbi Yochanan, amar Rabbi Shaman, shenatan lo shel yamin, kevin the yochel lin ol the eidu shegir tzitchila, he can do whichever one he wants. Why is he upset? V'niri l'ri, so this is what the Ri explains, the hachi perushu avad hachi avad, it's misha rotze lechavev es hashto small, mishum mitzvah stvilin harishus b'yado, o misha rotze lechavev shel yamin, yoser mishum chashivah shel yamin harishus b'yado. I mean, you have the right to determine which way you want to go. Rav Yochanan hayadarko lechavev kol shal shel small yoseh. He always did the small. He always did the left. V'Rav Shemin bar Abba have yodei minhago. And Rav Shemin, his servant, knew his minog, so he was machmir that you're going against my known minog. Why are you doing that? Okay. Fine. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara then says, Amar lei Abaye. So Abaye says back to Rav Yosef. Okay, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says you can do either one. So Amar lei Abaye. Dilma Rabbi Yochanan hamasnis lo havishmile. Maybe Rav Yochanan never heard this brisa. I mean, throughout Shashas Asuna, the Amorayim knew all the Mishnayos. It's not so clear whether the Amorayim knew all the brisos and Toseftas. So maybe Rav Yochanan didn't know this brisa. If he havishmile, and had he heard it, right, havihaderbe, maybe he would have retracted. Oh, it's a brisa that goes against me. I'll change it. V'inami, or maybe it's possible to say shemile that Rabbi Yochanan did hear of this brisa, but nevertheless kasavra ein halacha b'osa mishnah. Maybe he held that that's not the halacha. I don't know what Abaye is coming to add, but okay. So maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't hold of this brisa. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Yachim bar Yitzchak says Yirei Shemayim Yotze Shtehen. A Yirei Shemayim we Yotze both shitas, the shita Rabbi Yochanan and the shita of the brisa. Umanu, and who was this Yirei Shemayim who did this? It's Mar Berei Ravna did it. He was choshev for both. How you choshev for both? You have to put on the right first, you put on the left first. He says, no, Achi Ovid, this is what he do, and this is, I think, what the Shulchan Aruch brings down, is Siyam de Yamina v'lokater. He put on the right shoe and didn't tie it. Right? Siyam de Smalei v'kater. Then he puts on the left shoe and he ties it. V'hadar kater de Yamina. And then he went back and tied the right shoe. Again, why? As Tosos points out, is because the whole thing that Rav Yochanan learned out the left shoe first is from Tefillin. The idea with Tefillin is it's tying. You tie it on the left. Shartem lo sayot piecha. You put it on. You tie it. So therefore, the tying he would put give precedence to the left, and to put it in placing he give precedence to the right. Tosos points out. He says Om Tosiyam. He says Omer Riva the dafka le'inyan kashira. Only when it comes to tying. That's where the left shoe is considered more important. Because the whole comparison to tefillin is the tying it. But not the opposite. So if you have slip-ons, or nowadays, you know, my footwear around the house or my slippers. So if you have non-tie shoes that don't tie, then it's clear you're supposed to put the right on. According to this, you put the right on first and then the left. Fine. Amar Ravashi, back to Gemara, Ravashi says, Chazina le Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana, the lo kapid. He was not makbid which one to put on. And sometimes he put on the right one, sometimes he put on the left one. Right? And Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara brings another brisa. Kishahu Noel, when you put on your shoes, as a brisa says, when you put on shoes, Noel shall yamin. You put on the right first. V'yachakach Noel shall small, then put on the left. Kishahu Cholitz, when you take off the shoes, Cholitz shall small, V'yachakach Noel shall yamin. You're supposed to take off the left first, and then take off, the right. Again, giving chashivas to the right side. Holy days give chashivas to the right side. Rashi says, Rashi says, Cholosh shal shomol, dezehu kvodo shal yamin. It gives honor to the right. Right? Ubekulu garsinu shal yamin, bereish shal chutzman cholitz. And everything you do the right first, except for taking off. Okay, so then he says, kishu rochitz, when you're watching your body, rochitz shal yamin, viacharkach rochitz shal shomol. You're supposed to wash the right side of your body prior to the left side of your body. Kishu sach, when you anoint yourself with oil, sach shal yamin, viacharkach shal shomol. Do it on the right side and the left side. But if you want to do anoint, you do and wash your entire body. Sach roshol tchila. You should do your head first. Bipneshehu melech al kol yaverov, because the head is the king of all the body parts. I think it's also more sanitary to wash off the head, get that clean, and then wash the rest of the body. But usually the right goes first, except for this idea of kshira, according to Tosos, that the left could theoretically go first. So I mean, think halacha ma'aseh. But we do. You're supposed to put on your right shoe, then the left shoe, tie the right shoe. Okay, the Mishnah then said, the Mishnah said that lo yetze b'tfilin. On Shabbos, you can't go out for wearing your tefillin. And when it says im yotza ein chayiv katas, if you did go out wearing your tefillin, you're not going to be chayiv to bring a katas. You're not violating hotza'a mida oraisa. So Amar of Safar says lo tema. Don't say that it's forbidden to walk out with the tefillin is only a liba demanda amr Shabbos lazman tefillin hu. But there is a machlokus as whether or not you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. We obviously passing that we don't. Question is whether Shabbos is considered zman tefillin. So according to the manda amr, it says that don't say that the only shita that the Mishnah is discussing that it's forbidden to wear your tefillin outside is according to the manda amr, who says that Shabbos is not zman tefillin, which means that the mitzvah tefillin is not noeg b'Shabbos. And then if it's not noeg b'Shabbos, you're not wearing it for a mitzvah, so the tefillin looks like a burden, looks like you're carrying something. He says don't say that. Even according to the Man D'Amar, who says that Shabbos is Man Tefillin, lo yetze, you still can't carry it, wear it outside. You want to wear your tefillin according to the Shita, you have to wear it inside. Why? Machlokas in the Gersa here, Rashi says, Dilma asei lasuye b'rishus harabim. You may come to carry it in the Rishus harabim. Tosos has the Gersa differently. It says, Dilma mifsiku v'asei lasuye b'rishus harabim. It says, maybe they'll rip. And then you'll have to, I guess they didn't have gasos like we have, maybe they'll rip, and then you'll end up carrying it like the Dalai Lama's Rishus. So look at Tosos Dilma, he says, he's quoting Tosos's Gersa, right? Tosos says, the issue with Rashi is that maybe you have to take it off, is because maybe you have to take it off because you have to go to the bathroom. If you have to go to the bathroom, you have to remove the tefillin and go to the bathroom, at least the tefillin shal rosh. Tosos says that it's kashulari, right? Tosos's Gersa was that maybe it's going to rip. So the Ri says, kashulari, that feel lo chayshin and Dilma mifsiki, Usher, right? Even according to Tosos, even if it doesn't rip, it should be usher. Mishum the zimnim the itzrich lebeis hakise. You might need to go to the bathroom. V'asil asuye nuye dal amsus rabim. You might take it off before you get to the bathroom, and you walk dal amsus rabim. He says, when we talk peiris hakunchers mashma de logaris dilma mifsiku, or peiris dilma shakli merosho in balifnos. He quotes that Rashi's girsa is clearly not that your concern is going to rip. Rashi's girsa is like what the Ri said, that it's maybe your concern that you're just going to take it off to go into the bathroom. V'hakadosh mikorbil, I don't know who that is, but Bali Tosos, the Kadosh mikorbil, Amar says, garsinon la shapir, is no, it's a good girsa about your concern that it's going to rip. V'itzdrich taima de mifsiku the tefillin shal yad. We need the time that it's going to rip because of tefillin shal yad. The ain sarich lachlots kets sarich lebeis akise el sharosh mishum shin. Right, the Toso says that the only thing you're going to have to take off if you go to the bathroom will be the tefillin shal rosh, because the tefillin shal rosh has ksav on it. Tosos holds the fruit is my focus throughout Shasmin, Rashi, and Tosos. Tosos holds that the tefillin are encased. The kedusha part of the tefillin, according to Tosos, is the cloth. The cloth is encased in the bias. So it's covered, so you can go to the bathroom. He says the only thing you can't go to the bathroom with, according to Tosos, is the shel rosh, because the shel rosh has the shin that is written on it. If the shin is written on it, then that has ksiva, that you can't come in. So according to Tosos, I need both reasons. Reason number one, that maybe shem ayavid dal amas v'sarabim, that would only cover, that if it rips, that would sorry, the idea of going to the Beis HaKiseh would only cover the Shel Rosh. So that's where Tosos has to come up with the Girsa that maybe it'll rip, and therefore that would also cover the Shel Yad, and you'll carry the Shel Yad. Rashi obviously holds that you can't even go into the bathroom with the Shel Yad. He doesn't make this distinction between one or the other. Maybe he holds that because you have you create the ksiva with the ritzuos, or the ritzuos have kedusha. It's a machlokas throughout Shas about whether the ritzuos have kedusha, but it plays into how you have the girsa over here. Okay, so the Gemara goes back, right? So this first, let's just read that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Lo tzei tefillin amar safra otema liba demand amar shabbos la zmil tefillin hu elafila man damar shabbos man tefillin hu lo yetsei dilma asila suya rishus harabim the ikud amasni la seifa." And some learn Rav Safron when it says at the end of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah says, "V'im yotza, if you did go out with tefillin to the Rishus HaRabim, ainu chayiv chatas. You're not chayiv chatas, meaning it's not a melacha d'oraisa." Then Amar Rav Safra, so on that Rav Safra says, "Lo tema liba demanda Amar Shabbos man tefillin." Don't say that you're not chayiv chatas only according to the one who says that Shabbos is man tefillin, because then really you're allowed to wear it, and therefore it can be considered a lavush. Ella, then it's wearing something. Ella filu mandamer lav zman tefillin hu. But even according to the mandamer who says that Shabbos is not the zman tefillin, einu chayiv chatas, who also will not be chayiv chatas. My taima, derech malbush avida, because you're wearing it as a malbush. You're wearing it as you're wearing it, right? Rashi says. Oh, it's not Rashi. One second, where was it? He wears it's derech malbush. It is in the Ritva. The Ritva says, he quotes, he says, Perish. He says, the Kavan Shazed Derech Kshuto Uluvusho Bechol. Since this is the way to put it on during the week, Afilu B'Shabbos She'ena Mitzvah Noheges, even if it's on Shabbos and there is no Mitzvah, Ein Ze Choshuv Kehotzah El Kamalbush Ba'alma. It's not considered Hotzah, it's considered Luvut Malbush, wearing it. It's only considered Hotzah if you actually carry it in your hands. So that's what the Ritva says. The Chiddush of the Gemara is that even if it's something that you're not allowed to wear on Shabbos for whatever other reason, but if you wear it the normal way and you walk outside, that's not going to be a malacha d'oraisa. But you have to separate the obligation to wear it and the Shabbos issue. The Shabbos issue is you're wearing it. So therefore, it's not going to be a malacha d'oraisa, and you're not going to be chayav echatas, even if you hold that Shabbos is not zman tefillin. Okay. Now, you might take it off. But muksa is not a chatas issue. No, your concern is if the Mishnah says you're not chayav chatas. Well, why not? You're not supposed to be wearing the tefillin. Well, it's okay because you're not supposed to be wearing it because it's not the zman tefillin, but you're not carrying anything. Okay, now the Gemara comes to discuss the idea of the kemiah. Kamiya is the amulets. Again, the idea here is these amulets apparently were effective. And there are two types of, again, amulet actually means, the amulet is what's inside. You have the amulet's inside a casing. So this casing, and inside they would either put some sort of incantation, on cloth, some sort of incantation, or there would be some sort of herbal mixture inside the amulet. So that's what the Mishnah says. So the Mishnah says, you can't go lo b'kemiya, you can't go outside with this kemiya, with this, we'll call it an amulet, bizman she'eno min ha-mumcha, if it's not from the mumcha, which means it hasn't been proven to work. So Gemara's going to ask, what has it been proven to work? You have two things. It could be the amulet itself, or it could be the person who makes the amulets, the amulet maker. So the Gemara says, amra papa, lo tema ad mumcha gavra o mumcha kemiya. You need it to be mumcha in order for you to be able to wear it out on Shabbos. So don't say you need both the amulet and the person who makes the amulet to be a mumcha. Ela kaven de mumcha gavra. Once you get an amulet from a professional, from a mumcha, afa gav lo mumcha kamiya. Even though this kamiya, particularly this kamiya itself, this incantation, this mixture itself, has not been proven, you still can go out with it. To take a nami, you can make a diak from the Mishnah as well. I'm not sure. He says dekatani because the Mishnah says v'lo b'kemiya. You can't go out with the kemiya bizman she'eno min ha-mumcha. So to learn again, it's not from a time that's not from the mumcha. V'lo katani bizman she'eno mumcha. It doesn't say not from the time that it is a mumcha. Shema mina min ha-mumcha means it's coming from the mumcha. So according to Rav Papa, you just need to be getting the amulet from a mumcha amulet maker, and then you're allowed to carry it out because I guess I guess it's not considered a burden. It's something that you wear. How you doing refuah on Shabbos? I'm not sure. Maybe this isn't exactly sikah shimimanim. You know, it's spiritual healing. Maybe that's something different. I don't know. But the Meiri asked the question, you know, how is it? How can you go out? You have a problem, especially the one that has herbs inside. Why do you have the issue of sikah shimimanim? So Tana Rabbanim, learning a brisa, Eze kemiyah mumcha. What is considered a established kemiyah that you can wear out on Shabbos? It's this brisa says kol sheripa v'shana v'shilish. It's an amulet that has healed three times. Sheripa once, shana repeat a second time, v'shilish and said a third time, and that's good. Echad kemiyah shel ksav, whether or not it's a kemiyah that's written, the echad kemiyah shel ikarin, or it's a kemiyah of spices and herbs, the choli was allowed to walk out with them on Shabbos, that's fine. Echad shecholi sheyesh bo sakana, it doesn't matter if it's a choli sheyesh bo sakana or a choli sheyesh bo sakana. I mean, choli sheyesh bo sakana, I guess you could probably do anything, but even if choli sheyesh bo sakana is allowed to walk out with these kemiyos on Shabbos, velo benichbe ela shelo yichbe. It's not only if you actually have a disease or some sort of illness, it's even shelo yichbe, even if you haven't had it and you're just using it to protect you from a potential. Rashi says that shebami mishpah shenichvin v'doi shlo yichbe. I guess you have some sort of family history, right? And you're concerned that you might get sick. You're allowed to wear this. I guess it's like taking, you know, bear or something like that for people who have, you know, the heart issues. People take these things to protect. So you wear it as a protection, even if you're not sick yet. You can go out with these. I guess because they're worn as sort of like a jewelry, as a tachshit. So therefore, it's not really going to be something that's a masoi, I guess. And if it's not something that's proven, then it's not considered tachshit. It's not something that you would wear, and then I guess they would be considered a masoi, and you wouldn't be able to wear it, bring it out on Shabbos. Again, I guess only if you, I guess you won't be chayav chatos though. And the brisa then continues, the kosher umatir afilu b'shus harabim. This is fascinating. You can tie the kemiyah and you can untie it even in a reshus harabim. As long as you don't tie it with a bracelet or a necklace and a ring, right? Rashi says the yotzeba reshus harabim, then tie with reshus harabim because that's mishamaras ayin. That is maras ayin. Rashi says because if you're tying it to a necklace or to a ring, the lo mechzi kamande boili rafua el tashis because it's tashis because then it doesn't look like you're using it for rafua. It looks like you're using it for jewelry. The lav tashitu and it's not a piece of jewelry. Ela machmas dagas holy. It's only for, you know, you're concerned about being sick. So if you wear it in a way that doesn't look like you're wearing it for the refuah purposes, then there's a maris ayin issue. People are going to think, oh, you can wear these things out on the street, and they might come to wear other things out on the street that aren't jewelry. Again, very difficult for me, at least, this whole idea. What does that mean? You can untie it and you can tie it. How can you tie it to... First of all, how can you do it? Aren't you afraid it's going to fall and then walk down the aisle to surround him? How can you tie and untie things on Shabbos anyway? Those are malachas to begin with. So what's going on with kosher and matir? I don't know. Okay, so the Gemara then says, from this brisa, what? Correct, but it doesn't make a different distinction here. It has to be what you're saying, but it's just the language doesn't say that. Correct. Mm-hmm. It's more like follow up with if you're not doing a kesher shel kayama, right? It has to be what Nick's saying. That's not a kesher shel kayama because that's a malacha d'oraisa. It has to be, but it's just interesting. All right. He quotes over here, right? They were not kosher. Too long. Okay. Someone here, he's addressing the issue about what Josh said, about why you're not concerned that he's going to walk Dalai Lamas. Okay. So the Gemara then says, from the brisa that we just said, that what's considered a mumcha, we said a kemiyah mumcha is something that healed three times. Okay, so the Gemara says, v'hatanyo, we have another brisa that says, ezu kemiyah mumcha. What's a kemiyah mumcha? It's kol sharipa shlosha b'nei adam ke'echad. It's an amulet that worked for three people. It seemed to be before that the amulet said over there that, well, it's, we said before, it's, what's a kemiyah mumcha? It's called sharipa b'shana v'shilish. So the Gemara is making the assumption, even if the three healing is for one person, that it healed one person three times. This next price, it says a kemiyah mumcha is one that has to heal three different people. So So it seems to be a steer. Is it, can it, it can it heal one person three times, or does it have to heal three different people? So lo kasha, they said there's no kasha. Halim mechui gavra, halim mechui kimiya. Depends what we're trying to establish as the mumche. We're trying to establish the person who made it. We're trying to establish the animal, the amulet. So which way does that go? So Rashi says amchui gavra. He says amchui gavra b'chol kimiyos la'olam shrei humcha b'shlosha mine kimiya. It seems to me that the second one that says if it heals three different people, right? If it heals different three different people, that proves that the amulet maker is a mumcha. And if it heals one person three times, that proves that the amulet is a mumcha. Okay. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says, right, it's all about amulets. I'm not an expert in that. I don't know, really understand. Amar Rapapa, pshitali. It's clear, it's obvious to me that tlus kemiya, if I have three different amulets, litlus gavre, and if someone makes three different amulets and gives one each amulet to a different person, tlusa tlusa zimni, each time one three times, so therefore the kemiya works for a different person three times, ismache gavra, ismache kemiya. That's proven that the person who made the kemiyos and the kemiyos themselves are considered mumchas. Now, if I have tlusa kemiye, if I have three types of kemiyos, litlusa gavre, and I give it to three people, Chad Chad Zimna, and I give A to A, B to B, and C to C, then Gavra Ismache. It's proven that the person who made the amulets is a mumche because he just had three amulets that he made that were successful, but Kamiya Lo Ismache. But it's not proven that the Kamiya is a mumche because the Kamiya only, I guess, healed one person. Now he says, Chad Kamiya, if he has one Kamiya, Litlusa Gavre, and I guess he gives it to three different people, and I guess it heals them, so Kamiya Ismache. The kemiya is considered a mumcha, but gavrlo is mumcha. But the person who wrote it is not considered a mumcha for other kemiyos because he never used other kemiyos, I guess. Bayer of Papa. Papa asked the following question. Tlosa kemiya. He has, a person wrote three different kemiyos, right? For three different illnesses. Lechad gavra. And he gives, I guess, this individual was sick three times. He got three different amulets. And Mai, what's the story? Kemiya vadi lo ismache. The kemiya itself does not become a mumcha because each kemiya is only healing one illness. Gavra, but the person who wrote the kemiyos, ismache or lo ismache? Is he considered a mumcha or not considered a mumcha? Because he wrote three different amulets that worked, but he only wrote them for one individual. So are we saying that, mi amrina, do we say, ha asile, that listen, this guy healed three different illnesses with three different amulets, so he's a mumcha. O dilma, or do we say, Mazla the high gavra who would become a kabbalah ksava? Maybe it's the mazel of this individual who he can be healed with. He can be healed with written amulets. So maybe it's not anything to do with. Maybe anybody could have done it. This guy, you see, this guy three times gets healed. Maybe it's the person who's sick. Rashi says mazla the high gavra malacho shel choli zed de makabel kemiya. It's just the nature of this individual that he can accept kemios. So the Gemara leaves it as Gemara leaves it unanswered. Gemara then says, okay, go invite there. So Gemara says Teiko. Oh, I missed that. Okay. Gemara says Teiko. Unsure whether it's considered the nafkamina would be if this individual writes another amulet, can that amulet be considered a mumcha so it can be taken out on Shabbos? Okay. Now I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. Like, what is it? Some Rishonim say that the teku should be. If you have a suffix, and if the person is a cholish, maybe it's a suffix pikuach nefesh. He should wear it because for pikuach nefesh purposes, you have a. I don't know. Again, I don't know. Okay, ibay luhu. So they asked in the yeshiva ibay luhu as follows. So the kemiyan, some of the kemiyan had holy names. They had names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu written on it. Kemiyan. And where they had psukim, yesh bem kedusha, dilma eim bem kedusha. Do they have? Are they considered holy and have kedusha or not? So Gemara says lamai hilchosa. So the Gabi, what halacha are you asking of the suffix whether they have kedusha or not? So Gemara says, well, maybe it's this ilema lats lune mipnei hadleika. Maybe you're discussing whether or not you're allowed to save them from the fire. Again, if you don't want the sifrei kodesh to be burnt. So if you have kedusha and there's a fire, you're allowed to go grab the sfarim kedoshim and bring them out to the Rosh Hasharabim to protect them from the fire. But if they're not kedusha, then you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says it can't be that because that's already clearly written in a. I guess it's really clearly written elsewhere. It says shetashma habrachos, which means sort of like the Siddurim, things that were not that were written, the brachos, the kimiyin, and the amulets, alfa pishiyesh ben osios, even though they have, you know, the same Hashem inside, umi inyanos harmesh of the Torah, and even if they have a lot of things that are written about, you know, the Torah items written inside, you're not supposed to save them from the fire, v'nisrafim b'mkoman, and they burnt in their place. As to why, it's a sugya daf kuf tes vav, we'll get to that in a while. But that's as to why you're not supposed to. But you see clearly that the Kamiyan are not supposed to be saved from the Dileka. So that can't be what the topic is. Ella le'inyon geniza. What about, maybe it's talking about, do they have kedusha to the fact that you have to be gonis them, you have to bury them. I guess after they get rubbed out, do they have kedusha that they have to be buried? So tashma, learn from Brisa, hayakosov, if Shem Hashem is written, ayodos hakelim. They used to write the names of Shem Hashem on the handles of a kli, right? Or the al kariyamita, or on the bedposts. Yagos, you're supposed to cut them v'yignezenu and put them in Geniza. So clearly, these amulets of Shem Hashem should go into Geniza. So that can't be the suffix. So what's the suffix? Elo, the suffix is likonis behem beis hakisei. Can you wear them into the bathroom? My, what's the din? Yeshem kedusha also, do they consider to have kedusha, and therefore you can't wear them into the beis hakisei? Or do they not have kedusha, and you're allowed to wear them into the beis hakisei? I'm not really understanding because usually they're covered. So the Gemara says Tashma. Let's bring a proof from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you can't go out on Shabbos below b'kemiya b'zman she'eno min ha-mumcha. You can't go out with a kemiya that's not min ha-mumcha. Ha min ha-mumcha, in the case, if it is an expert kemiya, you can go out with a Shabbos. V'i amart kemiyan yesh b'em kedusha, but if you say that kemiyan do have kedusha, why can't you go out with it even if it's a mumcha one? Zinun de matzot beis hakisei, maybe you will have to go to the bathroom. V'asi lasinunye arbe amos b'sarabim, as Josh said. Maybe you're going to take them off and go dal amos b'sarabim. So it must mean that the kemiyan don't have kedusha, because if they did have kedusha, you wouldn't be able to wear them out in the b'sarabim even if they were from mumcha. So Mar says, no. What's the Mishnah talking about? Hachmai eskin b'kemiyah shel karin. That's talking about a kemiyah of roots. Mar says, that can't be. V'atanya echa kemiyah shel ksav echa kemiyah shel karin. They make no distinction between the kemiyah of ksav or kemiyah of roots. Ella hachmai eskin b'cholosh yesh b'sakana. Oh no, it must be talking about, you can cholosh yesh b'sakana, that's why you can wear it out. Because when cholosh yesh b'sakana, then everything's not the same, and therefore you can go out, even if you're concerned that you may take them off. Gemara says, no, that can't be. V'atanya, echa cholosh yesh b'sakana v'cholosh yesh b'sakana. We make no distinction between whether it's a cholosh yesh b'sakana, cholosh yesh b'sakana. Ella, Gemara says, Ella, came in demase, once the kemiyah has healing powers, afal gavdin lokit b'yodei, even if you're wearing it and carrying it in your hand, nami shaper dummy, you're still allowed to bring it out into the street. Wow. This Mahabhav Amina says, you're not concerned that he's going to take it off because he's allowed to walk with it not wearing it anyway. The Gemara says, wait a second, that can't be. Vatanya, we learned in a brisa, Rav Oshia Omer, Rav Oshia says, you can take the amulet out, provided that you don't carry it. You have to be wearing it. So what's going on? So it seems to hear that the proof is that that the kemiyah does not have kedusha, because if it had kedusha, how can you wear it? Because you might yishem yaver dal amos v'saravim. So the Gemara says no. Ella hachamay skinon b'mechupah. Or we're talking about, like I said before, we're talking about a kemiyah that's encased in leather. It's the kemiyah, the written writing is inside something. It's covered, and that's why you can go into the beis hakisei and you don't have to take it off. And that's why they weren't choshesh. That's why they weren't choshesh to shem yaver dal amos v'saravim. And therefore, there's no proof whether or not the kemiyah has kedusha or not. Because maybe it does have kedusha. You can take it off and wear it, bring it to the bathroom. You're not going to take it off when you go to the bathroom because it's covered. And you can go to the bathroom anyway. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Very tefillin de mechupa or tefillin. We're starting to get to the Mishnah. Tefillin is covered, right? It's in the batim. And nevertheless, v'atanya, we learned in the brisa, nichnas meis hakisei. If you go to the bathroom to write cholit tefillin ruchok arba amos v'nichnas, take your tefillin off dal amos away and then walk in. So you see that being covered is not considered enough. Gemara says, no. Hasam mishum shin. Again, I mentioned before, it's because of the shin that comes out on the shel rosh. Because of the shin, the Amar Abaye shin shel tefillin alach l'moshe misinai. We had shin tel tefillin alach l'moshe misinai, and then our Gersa says the Amar Abaye, and Tosas doesn't have this. The Amar Abaye dalas shel tefillin, the dalas of tefillin that's on the back of the shel rosh, that's also alach l'moshe misinai. The Amar Abaye yud shel tefillin, the yud that ritzu katana that's on the shel yad, that's also alach l'moshe misinai. Those three together are mitzaref l'shem kadosh, and because of those three names, you have the kedusha that's revealed on the outside of the tefillin, and that's why you can't go into the beis hakisei with them. Menachem, you're smiling. Rashi says, Tosfos says, Shin shel tefillin. He says, Tosfos says, V'lo garsin and dal v'yod shel tefillin. right? Tosos says, I don't need the Dalet and Yud, because Tosos does hold, throughout Shas, Tosos holds that Dalet and Yud do not constitute the Dover Shiva Kedusha. So that's, it's only the Shin. Okay, that's Tosos. Let's just finish up to the Mishnah. And therefore, the Tefillin is different. Therefore, the Tefillin is different, even according to Tosos, because even though the cloth is covered, but you have writing on the outside. According to Rashi, it's the Shin Dalet Yud. And according to Tosos, it's just the Shin. The Mishnah then says, "Velo b'shiryon, velo b'kazda, velo magafayin." Not with shiryon, not with armor, right? The tank division in the Israel is called shiryon, the armor corps. "Velo b'shiryon, velo b'kazda, velo magafayin." Not with kazda, magafayin. So what's shiryon? Shiryon is zarda. In zarda, it's like I guess it's armor. You can't walk out in armor. These are not supposed to wear these on Shabbos. I guess even though these are clothing, I guess it's not derech to wear these things on Shabbos, right? Kazda amarav, it's sanvarta. It's some sort of leather hat that's worn under the metal hat. I guess it gets too hot or something like that, so they would put some sort of cap under the metal hat that they would wear. And magafayim amarav puzmake, some sort of shin guards, it seems to be, that these you're not supposed to wear. These are not supposed to wear out on Shabbos. Okay? So we'll stop here by the Mishnah. Everybody have an excellent day.